I just had a couple of weeks, actually, and when I'm there, I kind of feel like a privileged observer of the Japanese culture, especially coming from a Western perspective. And I basically would walk, I would use the original Hiroshige prints as a map, my map and my guide, and I would go to as many of his views as I could. From there, I would start taking lots of photographs, starting to build up an image library. So I would have things like shrubs, temples, skies, boats, bridges, starting to build up lots of different aspects, lots of the themes, types of imagery that Hiroshige was portraying I was looking for in contemporary Tokyo. It's quite an organic process. I'm kind of walking around the streets, kind of going from one place to another, but not being too restrictive. So if I see a building or an object in the street, some graphic drawings or graffiti or signage that takes my interest, then I would definitely follow that route. And so it's a really exciting process because I never know what I'm going to discover. And in a sense, I am building up this image library of kind of a documentary record of the city at this particular time at the start of the 21st century. Now, when I get home, that's when I start the very laborious process of sifting through my images, what I'm going to work with, what stories I'm trying to reveal, what is the narrative, and then working away. It's a very kind of complex, computer-generated form of imagery where I combine dozens or even hundreds of different images together to create a kind of seamless new view, which is updating the original Hiroshige, but for a 21st century audience.